From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The housing market is slowing down in many places. Prices have been drifting lower in recent months. And sales have, for the most part, been declining since last fall. Most notably, inventories of unsold homes are rising sharply, up a striking 35% nationally in a single year. In some places, that is spurring sellers and their brokers to drop prices and offer other goodies in what is finally looking like a buyer's market. NPR's Chris Arnold reports from Boston.
In Boston's Dorchester neighborhood, the housing boom has had developers working like crazy to convert rental properties to condos. The numbers here are dramatic. A year ago in April, there were 149 condos on the market. Today, there are more than twice that, 366 in just this one neighborhood. So to stand out from the crowd, some open houses are looking and even sounding a bit different these days. To try to get more people to this open house in Dorchester, the realtor Howe Allen has brought in live cabaret singers, hung artwork by local artists on the walls, and he sent out invites to 100 other brokers, neighbors, and friends.
Well, kiss me and say you understand.
We've had a fairly good turnout. Probably between 40 and 50 people so far, and we're about halfway through the event.
Allen says this condo is a renovated Victorian and has an all-new kitchen, hardwood floors, and vaulted ceilings. It's listed at $449,000. But Allen says with so many condos on the market, he's pricing the more run-of-the-mill ones at least 5% below last year's prices. Or he's asking sellers to include extra features like a wine fridge or a big luxurious bathtub. That's because he says buyers are now taking the time to find something they really like for the best price.
I've reduced this week four of my properties at least $10,000 each.
And brokers and sellers are trying all kinds of other things to attract buyers. Some are paying condo fees for the buyer's first year or offering cash back for the buyer to spend on closing costs or new furniture. Broker Carrie Dowlin says throwing in a flat screen TV is enough to tip the balance for more buyers than you might think.
It's a couple thousand dollars, and the perceived value of it, I think, is greater than that, you know. A lot of these condo buyers are first-time home buyers. They don't have a lot of expendable cash, so they know that they can, you know, get some bells and whistles that they can't afford on their own and just roll it right into the price, you know.
But a lot of buyers don't go for the bells and whistles.
The house has been on the market since August.
Darlene Vittori Marcel is trying to sell her five-bedroom house in Holliston, Massachusetts, a suburb about 45 minutes outside of Boston.
It's a fantastic neighborhood. It's full of children, full of families. It's a young family neighborhood.
But Marcel says there are just a lot of other homes on the market, and hers hasn't sold for months. She's just now started offering $5,000 cash back at closing for a buyer. She's tried having a neighborhood party in the house, and she's dropped her price from $439,000 to $379,000. A lot of brokers say that's the best way to sell your house.
There's only one thing you can do. Price it right.
David Knox is a motivational speaker for real estate brokers. He's come to the Holiday Inn in Marlborough, Massachusetts to talk to ERA realtors from across the region and to sell them his instructional videos. He says the extras and open house parties are nice and all, but
you can have a party every day, all day long with free liquor. If it's not priced right, it doesn't matter. No parties, no creativity, no nothing. Read the market, price it right. Read the market. Price it right. That's it. Once you've done that, then the party works. Although, if you have a party in an overpriced home, you just have more people knowing it's overpriced.
Many brokers say sellers often resist suggestions that they lower their price. Brokers say the reality is that sales are still very healthy by historical standards. One large realty group outside Boston sold more homes this March than last March. But with so many more homes on the market, sellers can't just name their price like they could last year. Chris Arnold, NPR News, Boston.